Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. If you're ready to honor the Lord as He's the Word of God, and if you're able to rise up and turn our Bibles to the book of Acts, chapter 10. We're going to start with verse 1 all the way up to verse 7. Acts chapter 10. Thank you, Lord. Acts 10. Let's start with verse 1. At Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion in what was known as the Italian regiment. He and all his family were devout and God-fearing. He gave generously to those in need and prayed to God. How? Regularly. Always. Continually. One day, verse 3, at about 3 in the afternoon, he had a vision. He distinctly saw an angel of God who came to him and said, Cornelius. Cornelius stared at him in fear. What is it, Lord? He asked. The angel answered, look at what the word of God says. Your prayers and gifts to the poor have come up as a memorial offering before God. Now, send men to Joppa to bring back a man named Simon, who is also called Peter. He is staying with Simon the tanner, whose house is by the sea. When the angel who spoke to him had gone, Cornelius called two of his servants and a devout soldier who was one of his attendants. He told them everything that had happened and sent them to Joppa. Let's pray. Lord, we turn to you, Lord Jesus, because you alone have the words of life. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, as our teacher and guide. It is you who would give us all an understanding from the Word of God that would bring illumination and enlightenment, God. We ask that, Lord, that by your grace, help us to obey your Word as you speak to us. Apply them in our lives, in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Praise God. You know, in life, people would observe certain rules in different places or culture in approaching people in positions of authority. For example, here in America, when members of the U.S. Congress would stand up when the president would enter the room as he is about to make the State of the Union address. Do you watch that when you would see that? As soon as the president would enter the room, they all rise up in respect for the man and in respect for his office. In England, where the royal family lives, they give respect to the queen, Queen Elizabeth. Do you know that no one can just approach her with no proper introduction? There's certain protocols. In fact, there's another rule that, let's say, you meet her, and then you're face-to-face with her. You cannot just make an about-face, and your back would be against her. That kind of respect for, someone like her. In the Philippines, in our culture, I don't know if some of you would still remember this. We know that we have some young people who were born here, but just to let you know that back home, when we were growing up, we were taught to give respect to the elders. When you and I would enter, let's say, the house of our lolos and lolas, hindi lang yung, hi, what do? We would approach them and magbe-bless, iba manu po, right? I don't know if that's still being done here, but may changes na nangyayari, but what we're saying is, nagbibigay galang. And I would admire some parents that would even teach their children who were born and raised here, now, when you enter your friend's house, you just don't just barge in. Hindi ba? Pagpasok mo, hindi ka diretso kusina, bukas ang refrigerator. Hindi ba? Nagbibigay, you give respect to the owner of the house. you know, I use that as just an example, as a starting point, because this, as we study the Word of God, we go to the Word, the Bible, which is God's Word. It teaches us how there's a proper attitude in approaching God Himself. How do we approach God? How do we approach God? In our text verse, we are introduced to a man. His name is Cornelius, and he is, sinabi ho sa atin, who is Cornelius? That he is a Roman centurion. A Roman, so he's not a Jew. Okay? These are important things to remember as we, you and I, look at this. So, he is not a Jew, but a Roman centurion. Ang centurion po, he is a commander of about 100 soldiers. So, he's a man of authority and of position, right? Now, in the book of Acts, we know that this was the time when the Spirit of God came upon. The Spirit of God descended upon the church, upon the disciples, the early Christians then. And the Spirit of God moved so powerfully na people's lives were changed. And people from different backgrounds came to know Jesus, and Cornelius was one of them. In fact, the Apostle Paul was one of them. Kaya nung when the Apostle Paul came to know Christ, a lot of people said, "What? Si Saul?" Because they know Saul as what? As a persecutor of Christians. He was a... Talagang he took pride. He took pride that he was persecuting Christians. And Stephen, one of the first martyrs of the church then, he was right there when he was watching how Stephen was stoned to death. And he took pride in that. So when the Spirit of God moved so powerfully and that the message of the gospel was being preached and Saul came to know Christ and encountered Jesus himself, na convert ho siya. You know, can I just say this at the onset? At times when we use the word convert, and if there's someone in attendance in a setting like this na sinabi ko ba sa iyo, kaya ayoko pupunta sa ganito kasi ko-convert ako eh. Diba ganun? They take it negatively. But no, conversion is what happens to a person that meets Christ. And we would always say na talagang this is what people need. This is what you and I probably, for some of us, na talagang sincere, talagang we can say very real ang encounter with Jesus himself. That you and I had a change of view of who God is. So Cornelius was one of those, and come to think of it, he was in a very difficult position. Remember, he was a Roman, kaya sabi Italian regiment, no? So meaning to say, kasi kayong, during that time, the Jews, they hated Romans. Kasi a Roman would represent someone who's opposing them. Na pinapersecute sila, pinapahirapan sila. And so for him to be converted into that faith in our Lord Jesus. You know, have you heard of some people na pag tinawag na Messianic Jews? Pag sinabing Messianic Jews, it's someone who is a Jew that comes to know Christ as the true Messiah. Dahil yung mga hindi pa ho na nakikilala si Jesus as the Messiah, hanggang Old Testament lang sila, hanggang Malakay lang sila. But our faith now is what we call the Judeo-Christianity, meaning to say we believe in the Old Testament and we also believe in the New Testament. So those are connected. Those are connected. And, you know, I've met... personally, the late brother Matthew Schwartz, he's a Jew, pero he came to know Christ too. Ang ganda ho mag-expound ng word. And so because he comes from that Judeo faith, pero comes to know of Christ, kaya yung New Testament, when they link it, it's like, wow, we get powerful revelation. But you know what? How many of us will get excited when we will get something, a revelation from the Word of God himself? Amen. We should get excited about this. Hallelujah. Amen. So Cornelius was one of those na coming from that kind of background that came to know Christ. Now, in those short verses that we just read in our text, there are five important aspects na gusto nating makita na napakagandang attitude ni Cornelius. Okay? Number one is he revered God. Cornelius revered God. Thank you, Brother Nelson. Number two, he sought God. Hebrews 11, verse 6, you don't have to turn there. The Word of God tells us that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But God is a rewarder of those who seek him diligently. Cornelius was that guy, was one of those who sought God diligently. Kaya, he was rewarded for that. And so that's number two. So he revered God. He sought God. Was he rewarded? Yes, kasi nakilala niya si Christ. Number three, he was a generous man. He was generous in meeting other people's needs. That's number three. Number four, ano pang napulot ho natin? He prayed often. He prayed regularly. He prayed always. So he was a prayerful man. And number five, we see that in Acts 10, verse 24, because of his newfound faith in Jesus, he wanted others to know Christ also. I want us to look at that in Acts 10. Sige po, tingnan muna natin yan. Acts 10, verse 24. Acts 10, verse 24. The next day, Peter started out with them, and some of the brothers from Joppa went along. Look at verse 24. The following day, he, that's Peter, arrived in Caesarea. And Cornelius was what? Expecting them, and had called together his relatives and close friends. Amen. So meaning to say, part of the vision that he got from the Lord was to call on Peter. When he was seeking God, Peter was used as an instrument so Cornelius will come to know more about Jesus. Amen. And what did he do? Nagtawag ho siya ng mga kamag-anak friends. Isn't that wonderful? And so let us learn also from this story na we should do the same way. Okay, now, but the main theme of the main focus of our study of the Word of God is found in verse 2. Sabi dyan na, he and all his family, I'm reading from the NIV version, how was he described and together with his family? They were what? Devout and God-fearing. Pag sinabing devout, what does that mean? Let's expound that word, devout. Merong devoted. Thank you. Oh, nakagaling. Committed. Sincere. Wholehearted. Passionate. Active. And firm in one's belief. Ulitin ho natin yan. So, ano daw yung pag sinabing devout Christian yan. Devoted Christian yan. Okay, so that person is what? Committed? What else? Sincere? Wholehearted? Ano pa? Passionate? Active? And firm in their belief. Now, yun ho yung first word, ano? Kasi meron pang another description about him. And he's what? God-fearing. Ito hong pag-aaralan natin. What does it mean for a Christian to be God-fearing? You know, a lot of people have this wrong notion na yung to be God-fearing is only applicable in the Old Testament. That's not true. Kasi pag sinabing he's a God-fearing man, may fear of God, is that something that na alam ng marami? Is that something that is still relevant for us today? Yes. And so we're going to look. I just selected two verses just to show to us na being God-fearing is applicable even in the old times and even in the New Testament, even for our days ngayon, it should be relevant. Let's look at Jeremiah 32. So Jeremiah po, nasa Old Testament yan ho. Okay. Jeremiah 32. We're going to start with, para makita nyo na itong words na to, these are the words of the Lord himself. Makikita nyo yan sa verse 36, okay? You are saying about this city, are you there with me? Jeremiah 32? 36. ang chapter po 32, and we're going to start with verse 36. You are saying about this city, by the sword, famine, and plague, it will be handed over to the king of Babylon. But this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Are you following? So, kaninong words ito? God himself. I will surely gather them from all the lands where I banished them in my furious anger and great wrath. I will bring them back to this place and let them live in safety. Now look at verse 38. They will be my people and I will be their God. I will give them singleness of heart and action so that they will always what? Fear me for their own good and the good of their children after them. Isn't that wonderful? He wants us to fear him, and it's for our good and for the good of the next generation. Look at verse 40. I will make an everlasting covenant with them. I will never stop doing good to them, and I will inspire them to do what? Okay. I will inspire them to fear me. Whose words are this? The Lord. For what reason? Para yung fear of the Lord. So that they will never depart from me or turn away from me. I will rejoice in doing them good and will assuredly plant them in this land with all my heart and soul. Now, Old Testament. Now, tignan ho natin ang Acts 9. Acts 9, verse 31. Acts is what? Old or New Testament? New Testament na po, okay? Acts 9, verse 31. Then the church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria enjoyed a time of peace. It was strengthened. What's it? The church. What's the church? Us. So the church was strengthened and encouraged by the Holy Spirit. It grew in numbers, living how? I guess you're not there yet with me. 31. Living in the fear of the Lord. So, pag may nagsabi po sa inyo, yung fear of God na yan, antiquated na yan, paso na yan, what would you tell them? That's wrong. So meaning to say, as Christians today, we are to live in the fear of God. We are to live in the fear of the Lord. Now, we need to have an understanding of this really. Kasi, the fear of God is giving the Lord what is due Him. Kung mga earthly people can give respect to a human being like the Queen of England, would give respect to the President of the United States by standing up. How much more to God Himself? We are to give the Lord our respect. We are to give the Lord reverence and to be, kinanta ho natin, and I stand in awe of you. Let's ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, what does it mean to stand in awe of your presence? If we really understand now, every time you and I go through that front door, who are we meeting here? To be in awe of His presence, of His glory, to be in awe of His power and wisdom and God's holiness. Maging prayer ho natin today, Lord, may I never lose sight of this. May we never lose sight of whom we are approaching in worship and in prayer. Never let it be. Hingin ho natin sa Panginoon na, Lord, wag na mangyari na I will approach you in a very casual manner. Naibigay ko sa iyo, Lord, yung respect that is due you. In the book of Hebrews, two sides, dapat may balance, okay? In the book of Hebrews, that's why you and I are being taught always to seek the whole counsel of God. Kasi the enemy can bring us, pag hindi natin alam yung whole counsel of God, he can bring us to both extremes. What does that mean? Kasi in the book of Hebrews, you and I are taught that through the blood of Jesus, we can approach the throne of grace, how? With boldness and confidence. Pero let us never take that literally in a very casual, God, I command you. Even when there is a portion of the verse that tells us that we can ask with boldness, we just cannot say, God, gawin mo to ah. In fact, it says, we approach His throne of grace with boldness and confidence, yet at the same time, in another portion, we read that, sabi, to approach Him with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. You see that? So let's continue. Kasi we have to ask the Holy Spirit His help, really. Kasi, can I just say this? Example, let me give you an example. Halimbawa, nasa fellowship hall tayo. O, minsan nagiging familiar na tayo, let's gather in the fellowship hall before we eat. And then I'll ask someone to pray. Sister, brother, can you pray? If we are respecting that moment, we are approaching God in prayer, right? Kung halimbawa may nagpa-pray, ang gagawin ko, hinahalo ko yung lugaw. Yung toko, yung lalapit mo naman yung toko sa akin. Right? What do we do when we are to gather? Let's pause. Let's pause, please. Never be too, sarap na kakainin. Let's give the Lord. When someone is, when we are in our worship, let's not be too busy. We have to remember, God is here. You know, we came because we want to meet God here. And who is God? And the Bible tells us who He is. In fact, in another portion, look at this, huh? In the book of Romans, chapter 8, it tells us to approach God, that He loves us, right? Ngayon that we are Christians, we can call Him and cry out to Him, Abba, Father, right? Tignan mo natin yan sa Romans. Let's look at that in Romans. So, the word is balance, right? Okay. Romans 8. Look at that in verse 15. Romans 8, verse 15. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you receive the spirit of sonship. And by Him, by the Spirit of God, we cry what? Abba, Father. Look at verse 16. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. So, at one point, you and I are encouraged to approach our Heavenly Father. Amen. Because now we have a relationship with Him. But in another portion of the Scripture, we are going to look at beautiful 1 Timothy. Let's look at that in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 16. Let's start with verse 14. 1 Timothy, the last chapter, chapter 6, verse 14. It says, I charge you to keep this command without spot or blame until the appearing of whom? Of our Lord Jesus Christ, which God will bring about, verse 15, in His own time. God, the blessed and only ruler. Is everybody on the same page? Because we want everyone to see this. Who? Because the Word of God will reveal who Christ is to us. Kaya maganda po yung, you know, that's why at times I give you that chance to find that right page, okay? Kasi pag na-miss, we don't want this to be missed, okay? Which God will bring about in His own time. God, the blessed and only, capital R? Yes. the only ruler, the King of Kings and King of Kings and Lord. Let's remember, who is the Lord? He's ruler over all things. Bigger than the president or bigger than any king or queen in this in nations, right? Who alone, look at verse 16, who alone is immortal and who lives in what kind of light? Wow. Remember when Moses was in the mountain? Hindi agad sila makaka-approach. Remember in the Old Testament when the high priest who can only enter the Holy of Holies, kaya nilalagyan po ng bell ang kanilang ankle. Kasi the moment that person approaches the Holy of Holies na insincerely, can be stricken dead. But that's not to put fear in anyone, but it just shows to us He's a holy God. Holy God. Kaya pag hindi na nila naririnig yung bell, kasi yung bell na yon may rope, nakatali dun sa... And so once that stops, that person is just pulled out from the Holy of Holies. Amen. But you know what? But because of Jesus, because He died on the cross for us, sabi ho sa Bible... What do we remember about our previous Bible studies? That when He gave His last breath, the temple in the curtain in the temple was broken in half from top to bottom. Kasi in the Old Testament, merong makapal na curtain. Mas makapal pa dito sa kurtina sa likod ko. Thicker than that. Okay? And so that separates kasi yung pinaka-inner part of the sanctuary, depicts about the presence of God. Pero nahati po yun, na-torn, that because of Jesus, now you and I have what? Direct access to the presence of God. But at the same time po, you and I are being taught to respect the presence of God. The presence of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so when you and I are reminded of who God is, remember na si Isaiah in the Old Testament, when he had a revelation of the presence of God, anong sabi niya? Woe to me, a man of unclean lips. Nagkaroon ho siya ng revelation na nagkaroon siya ng vision of the presence of God. Si Peter when Jesus was walking here on earth, and sabi niya, depart from me, Lord, dahil I'm a person, unclean ako. Kasi the more you and I get closer to God, we see our own weaknesses, unworthiness. Pero alam niyo na, because God loves us so much, alam niyo ho yun na kaya He gave us Jesus, that makakalapit ho tayo sa Kanya in spite of our faults and weaknesses, that we can approach Him. Pero when we approach Him, how? With reverence. With respect. And the fear of God is knowing na, Lord, You are God. Kaya, I'm hoping na after our study of the Word of God, magkakaroon tayo ng fresh meaning when we would sing that, and I stand in awe of You. Last Wednesday, we played a song, ano yung sabi, talks about the presence of God. That said, Lord, I approach You with reverence, because You are a holy God. Amen. And so, magkaroon po ng balance, kasi attitude po ng heart yun eh. And it takes the Holy Spirit to do that in your heart and mind. Na you and I can really give God yung respect and honor that is due Him. Amen. Praise God. And so, let's ask the help of the Holy Spirit to teach us this important truth. Amen. Let's look at Revelation 15. That's the last book in the Bible. Revelation 15. Thank you, Lord. Revelation 15. We're going to start with verse 1 para makita natin the entire picture. Revelation 15. I saw in heaven another great and marvelous sign. Dito ho yung portion sa Revelation ho na ito na yung judgment that's coming. Alam nyo, when you and I are Christians now, we know, we have come to know the Lord, we are no longer subject to the wrath of God. The wrath of God is only for those who, who reject Jesus. Kaya, talagang sabi nga sa Bible na, kahit na magtago sila under the huge rocks, they cannot escape the wrath of God. Do you know na, I think I mentioned this in our previous Bible study before we go here. Some people, they know about Judgment Day, and do you know how they prepare for that day? They don't prepare themselves spiritually, but they prepare themselves physically. Look at this, merong realtor, people involved sa realty. They're selling properties in many parts of the country na they nagdidigo sila underneath the ground, binibenta nila as a condominium unit para daw protection on Judgment Day. And they would tell you how much it's going to cost you if you're interested. If you are afraid of Judgment Day, they would say, call me. Meron akong property dito sa Arizona, ha? We laugh because the Word of God says they cannot hide. When that day comes, when people till the end would reject God, they would experience the wrath of God. But for us Christians, para sa ating sincere ang pagtanggap po kay Jesus, we are with expectation, we are looking forward to that day when He will gather all of us. Amen? So let's remember that hindi ho tayo dapat matakot. In fact, we should anticipate. Mayroong healthy anticipation of His second coming. That's the rapture. Amen. Are you there with me, Revelation 15? I saw in heaven another great and marvelous sign. Seven angels with the seven last plagues. Last, because with them, God's wrath is what? Wow. God's wrath is completed with the seven plagues. And I saw what looked like a sea of glass mixed with fire, and standing beside the sea, those who had been victorious over the beast and his image and over the number of his name. They held harps given them by God and sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Capital L in your Bible. Who is the Lamb of God? Jesus is. And so they were singing. What were they saying in that song? Great and marvelous are your deeds, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways. King, capital K, King of the ages, because Jesus is King of kings. Verse 4, look at this. Who will not fear you, O Lord, and bring glory to your name? For you alone are. So here's just one verse that tells us that God is holy. All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. Hallelujah. And so here, makita po natin na the Word of God gives us a description of who God is. He is great. He is just. He's almighty. And He's what? He's holy. Sabi dyan, all nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. You know, as we end, do you know that God is preparing us for eternity? May we never lose sight na ang life natin dito is just temporary. We're just pilgrims. Pilgrims. We're just passing through. Whether you and I are going through difficult times right now, alam niyo ba na when you and I are Christians, we begin to have an understanding why He even allowed these problems and trials. At times, when ganun ang condition natin, no? When we, right now, today, right now, today, March 31st, 1235, God knows what's in our heart. He's all-knowing. He knows whether yung passion nawala na, or we are discouraged in our walk with God because the burden is too, it's overwhelming, and then we lose sight. We lose sight that God is in control of your life and mine. That God is still in control of whatever is going on. Whether it be a sickness, whether it be a financial problem, relationship issues. But we thank God for His Word that puts everything in the right place. What do I mean by that? Kasi ho yan, pag yung, I think I used this as an analogy before. You're like working on a 2,500 piece puzzle. You know, I bought my sila and Haley. I bought them. In-elevate ko sila sa pagpa-play ng puzzle. And the latest puzzle that I ordered for them was for 150 pieces. We just started with like 15 pieces. So from 15 pieces to 150, that's a huge. So nakita niya ang dami. It's hard to put them together. Hindi niya makita yung. I use that as an analogy dahil at times our situation might be like broken pieces of puzzle that we can't somehow fit them together for us to see the picture of what God is working out in your life and mine. But when we have studies like this and we are reminded of who God is, of who Jesus is, He is God, number one. He's not only God, but He's mindful of us. He cares for you and me. Meron tayong Diyos na makapangyarihan. He is powerful and yet who cares for us. Tinuturo niya sa atin to dahil why is it important for us to have the fear of God? We always quote this, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We should never lose sight. I mentioned this earlier, but hingin ho natin ang tulong ng Holy Spirit. Hear me please. Hear me as a church, you know. Approaching God with reverence and fear. Like si Cornelius, God saw his heart. Yung five aspects na yon kay Cornelius, you know, salvation come upon his life and his whole family too. And then, ang maganda dun was, because he values yung kanyang newfound faith in Jesus, he wants others also to know about the Lord. And so, as we end, no? Because now we realize, oh Lord, lahat na to, meron kang purpose in our lives. And so God, we ask the work of your Holy Spirit and the power of your Holy Spirit for us, when we leave this place, magkaroon ho tayo ng understanding of what is the right concept about the fear of God. Number one, anong benefits no? Number one, magkakaroon ho tayo ng correct idea of God's character. What is it about the Lord that you know now? I would always hear this, He's a loving God. Ano pang huwag alam natin sa Panginoon? He's good all the time. That God is our God is faithful. Ano pa ho? He's a merciful God. He's a faithful provider. Pag sinabi hong natin, He's a holy God. In the aspect of holiness ng Panginoon, how would that change you and me that we are approaching a holy God? We give Him what? Respect. Reverence. Ano pa ho? Magkaroon ng sense of the presence of God. In the Old Testament, when the temple was filled with the presence of God, even yung priest, huminto na eh. Kasi they were doing things ano, in the temple, pero huminto sila kasi they sense the presence of God. Yun ho ang kailangan natin ma-renew in our times. To have respect and magkaroon ng sense of God's presence. Amen. And magkaroon tayo ng awareness of who we are. We have to understand na before Christ, there is a huge gap between God and us. Man. But we were drawn closer because of the cross. It's not to put us down, although the Word of God reminds us na you and I have been created in the image of God, right? Pero wag ho nating kakalimutan that we are just His creation and He is the Creator. He is the Creator. He is the Potter and we are just but clay. In one aspect of in the Old Testament, when Jeremiah, as a man of God, he was asked, go to this place and you're going to see a potter. Have you seen a potter molding a clay? Umiikot lang ho yung wheel. And you see that yung clay is being formed in the potter's hands. And the Bible says, we cannot tell the potter, what are you making out of me? We just yield to the hands of the potter. When you and I are reminded that God cares for us, maaring what He is, you and I are being molded by God right now. He's molding you and me. And so we will be His vessels. Know that He is molding us so we may be His vessels of honor. Amen? Glory to God. And so let's just thank the Lord na patuloy nating hingin sa Panginoon. And even as we are observing prayer and fasting today, na even in our praying, that you and I be reminded of God's presence in our midst. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, I'm going to read the portion from your own words, Revelation 15. You are great and marvelous are your deeds. You are Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways. Jesus, you are King of the ages. Who will not fear you, O Lord, and bring glory to your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. Father God, we pray that mapabilang kami to those who fear you, O God, that we will be among those who would bring glory to your name, that we will be among those, God, who would have the sense of the presence of the Almighty God and the Holy God. That, Lord, may we never approach your presence casually or because we've become too familiar at times with our ways, in our praying, in our worship, that at times flippant look kami, Lord God, or we don't show the respect that is due you. And we ask for your forgiveness, God. We ask that through the work of your Spirit that, Lord, you're going to change all of us, Lord. As your word says that all nations, there's a day that is coming that every eye will see you, Jesus, for who you are. Hallelujah. You are the one who's coming as a judge, Lord. And we thank you that the first time you came as our Savior. But in your second coming, you will come as a judge, Lord. May we be found faithful to you, Lord. We long to hear these words coming from your mouth, Lord Jesus. Well done, good and faithful servant. May we never lose sight that we are just clay being developed in your hands, Lord God, because you are the potter, God. Lord, our prayer is that, Lord, every time we come together to study your word, there will always be a revelation of your nature and character, God. We thank you for the many, many occasions that you have revealed yourself to us as our loving Father, that we can cry out to you, Abba Father. That, Lord, oh God, that the days are coming that, Lord, you're changing us. Na ang aming paglapit sa iyo is not just with a long list of many prayer requests, but God giving you the worship that is due you, God, to bless your name, to give you reverence and respect, Lord God. And so, Lord, that is our prayer for all of us. Holy Spirit of God, come. May we honor Jesus. May we give him the respect, the honor that is due him alone, God. Thank you, Lord God. And we are so thankful for times that we could come before you, Lord, and approach you in our worship and even in our praying, God. And so, Lord, in Jesus' name, before we would come to you in prayer, God, we would like to worship you this afternoon, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just Sister Janet, if you could come and let's sing that song to the Lord. And tell the Lord, God, you are beautiful beyond description, God. That, Lord, today we are thankful for this time that we could stand in awe of you, God. At times, Lord, we are out of words to describe, Lord God, yung kabutihan mo, God. At times, we're out of words, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sige po, namnamin natin yung what we have read. And so, Lord, we thank you for the story of that man named Cornelius, God. He's someone that, Lord, yung story niya was preserved in your word, God, because he revered you. He sought you, Lord God, diligently. Lord, he gave generously to the needs of the people around him, God. He prayed to you constantly, regularly, always, God. And he shared his faith to others. Lord, gusto namin maging ganun, Lord God. This is our prayer for all of us, God. You preserve that story for our sake, that we may all, Lord God, before your sight na matawag kaming devoted Christian and a God-fearing person as we worship the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You are beautiful beyond description.
Sing it to the Lord.
Too marvelous for words. Too wonderful for comprehension. Like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depth of your love? You are beautiful beyond description. Majesty enthroned above.
Let's all stand.
And I stand, I'm standing of you.
We're in the presence of the Lord.
I stand in awe of you, holy God, to whom all praise is due. I stand in awe of you.
Sing it again.
You are beautiful. Description, sing it unto him, too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depth of your love? You are beautiful beyond description. Majesty enthroned above. And I stand, I'm standing of you.
Yes.
Lord, I stand. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand.
Hallelujah, Lord God. You are holy, Lord God. Holy is your name, Lord Jesus. Of you. Oh, we stand in awe of you, Lord. You are ruler over all things, oh God. And we came, Lord, to bless your holy name. You are worthy, Lord. So worthy are you, Jesus. To meet the Lord here. You are Lord of all, Jesus. You deserve the highest praise, oh God. You deserve the highest praise, Lord Jesus. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us, oh God. Spirit of God, hallelujah, Lord. Lord, you did it in the lives of the early church then, when they learned to live in the fear of the Lord. Great peace was upon them, God. Jesus, you are the Prince of Peace, God. You are the strength of our lives, God. Our hope is in you alone. And through your Holy Spirit, you comfort us, even all of our troubles, oh God. But thank you, Lord, Holy Spirit of God, for revealing Jesus more and more to us. That we as a church, may we give you, Jesus, the respect, the honor that is due you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. You are holy, oh God. Come and do a new work in our hearts, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord. Lord, we thank you for your graciousness, God. that you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you, God. That today, Lord, you're revealing yourself more and more to us as a people of God. That you are holy. That you are mighty. Great is your name. How excellent is your name above all the earth, Lord Jesus. Your name that is above all names. The day is coming that all nations will come and bow down before you, Jesus, because you are Lord of all. We thank you, Lord, that God, in your presence, lives are changed. That through the power of your Spirit, you are changing our lives, God. That, Lord, we will be with you for all eternity. And, Lord, we recognize that today, you're doing that change in all of us, oh God. You're equipping us, Lord God, for whatever challenges we are faced with, God. Not on our own strength, but to remember that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. When we humble ourselves and say, God, I don't know what to do anymore, God, but thank you, Lord, that you brought me into your presence. You brought us into your presence, oh God. Because, Lord, to know that, Lord, we are never alone, God, because you are our Emmanuel. Our God who's with us, our God who's coming back for us, who will gather us, oh Lord, but in the meantime, that as we wait, Lord, we thank you that, God, you're renewing the strength of your people. That comfort is upon us, oh God, to know that, Lord, you love us, and that because of that kind of love, we are more than conquerors, oh God. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for the understanding and the revelation na ibinibigay mo sa amin, that you give us, that, Lord, we will live a devoted life, a purposeful life, a life given to God. A life, Lord, no longer living for ourselves, but for you alone. That each day of our lives, God, you're going to make it so clear, God, what you have called us to do. Nawa yung what Cornelius did, his prayers and even his giving served as a memorial, God. Na lahat ng aming gagawin, Panginoon, alam mo lahat, kita mo, Lord. And so, God, even in our praying today, we thank you that, Lord, it's a blessed privilege for us, Lord, to gather this afternoon in the mighty name of Jesus, to know that there's help that comes from you when we give you your rightful place in our lives, God. To give you the honor, Lord God. The honor, Jesus, that is due you, God. Thank you for right now, for everyone present in this gathering, that, Lord, oh God, we lift up our hearts and our hands, God, to receive every good thing that comes from dwelling in your presence, God. The peace and the joy, God. And that today, Lord God, the enemies of our soul, oh God, we drive him out, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in your mighty name, God. Hallelujah. And God, in our praying, we have this confidence and boldness, Lord, and yet at the same time giving you the respect that is due you. Thank you, God. Even before we form our prayer circles, God, we honor you, Spirit of God, Holy Spirit of God. We give you honor and we thank you for your work in all of us, God. You're going to teach us how to pray this afternoon, Lord. You're going to guide us, God. We thank you for the gift of faith that, Lord, oh God, to know that, Lord, because you are God, nothing is too hard for you. And we come, approach your throne of grace through the blood of Jesus, your Son, and respect, Lord God, that you are the awesome God who can do all things. Bearing that in mind, I thank you, God, that, Lord, we can exercise our faith as we believe in you, that you have the power to move in our lives, to move in the lives of every person we are to lift up to you. The kind of transformation that only the Spirit of God can do, God. Not just in our hearts, but in the hearts of people we are to lift up to you. Some of them constantly we pray for them day and night, God. And we know that, Lord, you're the God who hears and answers prayers, God. In your own ways and in your own timetable, God. And may we honor that and respect that too, God. In Jesus' name. And so, God, thank you for touching us today. Hallelujah. As we form our prayer circles, let's do that right now. Amen. Hallelujah. And after this, we're going to take our second offering. Take your time in approaching God. Give him reverence and respect. Hallelujah. Let us give him respect. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Holy are you, O God. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Spirit of a living God, come, Lord. And do that fresh work in our hearts, God. You have the power to save. You have the power to heal, God. To deliver, Lord. You are the God of salvation, Lord. Glory, honor belong to you, O God. Take your rightful place in our lives. Take your rightful place in your church, Lord Jesus. Take your rightful place in every family, in every home, Lord Jesus. Take your rightful place in this nation and in nations, God. Jesus, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Pray for our children, Lord. Young as they are, oh God, we pray for the work of your Spirit upon the lives of our children and our young people, God. Steer their hearts and minds, God, that they may know you, Jesus, in their growing up years, oh God. Bring deliverance to those who are bound by Satan, God. You will set them free, Lord God, by the power of your Spirit, oh God. Bring revival to your church, God. Bring revival to your people, oh Lord. Come, Spirit of a living God, Lord. This is our prayer, God. Jesus, Lord Jesus. Walang mahirap sa iyo, Panginoon, Lord. Restore those who have backslidden, oh God. Ibalik po sila sa iyo, Panginoon. Good and great shepherd, God. Shepherd us as a church, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, ruler of all things, God.
Help us never to compromise, Lord God, our faith in you, Jesus, during these difficult times, God. Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Move, oh God, move, Lord God. You're the God who can still perform miracles today, God. Dahil hindi ka nagbabago, Panginoon. For your name's sake and for your glory, oh God. Break the complacency sa aming lahat, Panginoon, oh God. Thank you. Father God, when we are reminded, all of us, of your great mercy, God. In your great mercy, we are not consumed, God. We thank you for your grace that came upon our lives, God. For all of us gathered today, my experience namin firsthand, Lord God, ang love mo para sa amin, that you came to save us from our sins. Lord, in our praying this afternoon, God, we come before you and thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that, Lord, in your long-suffering, God, the seemingly delay, Lord God, of your second coming is because you're giving more people time to repent, God, and time for their hearts to be turned back to you. Lord of the harvest, here we are, God. As a church, we are coming before your presence, God, standing in the gap for so many whose hearts, Lord God, need to repent. Lord, we remember those, God, Lord, whose minds are darkened by the enemy. Lord God, we ask for the light that comes from you, Jesus, to shine upon their lives, God. That, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you would open up their minds and their hearts, their eyes and ears to you, Lord God, to the voice of your Spirit, that they may hear you speaking to them. We pray for some of our brethren who have backslidden, oh God, that you would restore them back to your fold. Restore them back to the fellowship, God, in Jesus' name. We ask, Lord God, for the anointing of your Spirit to be upon us as a church, God, that God, in our praying, we're driving back, Lord God, the forces of the enemy, oh God, in Jesus' name, oh God. That, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord, that there be a mighty visitation upon every family represented in this body, oh God. We pray, Lord God, for revival, oh God, in every household, oh God. You did it to Cornelius, oh God. His entire family became devoted to Christ. And God-fearing, Lord, and that is our prayer for some of our loved ones who still need you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And Lord, bigyan mo kami ng love for those who are lost, God. Alisin mo sa amin ang aming selfishness and being self-centered, God. That you would cause us to see that the harvest is white. Lord, maraming nangangailangan sa iyo, Lord Jesus. Gamitin mo kami in our praying, in our sharing, even in our giving, God. We thank you that, Lord, today, Holy Spirit of God, because of your power, you're doing that work in the hearts of many. We continually pray for this nation, oh God. Oh God, have mercy upon America, Lord. Forgive us for our pride, for taking you away, Lord God, in our lives, in our government, in our schools, God. In the media and workplaces, God, we're too proud to say that, Lord, we need you in our lives. Akala namin we can go far in our lives apart from you. Lord, forgive us, God. And our prayer is that, Lord God, kami as a church, that you would continually use us. Lord, one soul at a time. And Lord, alam namin, you can do this, oh God, through us, God. In Jesus' name, that whatever place you take us, oh God, that, Lord, we are bearers of your name. That, Lord, we may share Jesus to others, God, passionately, Lord God. And, Lord God, just make use of our time wisely, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you for touching everyone today. And even our children, we ask that, God, you protect the minds of our children and our youth, God. Cause them, Lord God, to be strong in you, Lord God. Even yung mga toddlers, young as they are, that through the work of your Spirit, magkaroon sila ng sense of awareness of the presence of God. Your Spirit can do this, Lord God. We pray for wisdom upon parents, grandparents, those who have direct access to the lives of our children and our youth, oh God, that you would anoint us, oh God, to pass on to them the legacy of faith in Jesus. We thank you, Father God, even as we take our second offering today. Like Cornelius, he had the gift of generosity, the spirit of generosity was upon his life. That he, Lord God, considered it a privilege to help others who are in need. Lord, meron sa mga kapatiran namin nangangailangan, Lord God, who are in need, and even those that we are reaching out in Montalban, you gave us this open door. And Father God, as we take this second offering, God, may you be pleased and honored, God. Dahil, Lord God, for the open doors that the gospel of Christ
be heard by so many more, God. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. As we take our second offering, amen, and we will be dismissed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Sister Emma. Thank you, Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Let's all rise up. We're going to just thank the Lord for what He did in all of our hearts today and the assurance that He heard our prayers. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you for the power of your word. We'll wait till everybody's ready. We're going to apply what we learned. We thank you, God, that your word that has been planted in our hearts will remain forever.